Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Wednesday, September the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Just want to thank you so much for all the prayers for the Grantham family and for me and our church. For yesterday, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death together, we fear no evil, for God was with us and is with us. And I just bless you for your love and prayerful support, covering. I'll say more about that probably tomorrow. We've got the word to get to today. Let's begin in consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, The Way Back to Plan A, From Weak Resignation to Deep Surrender. Our text is Exodus chapter 2, verses 5 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. This is one of the Hebrew babies, she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you. So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Previously on Plan B, we stood at a distance with Big Sister on the shoreline of the Nile, fighting back tears as we watched the tiny baby tucked into the Ark of God float into the reeds of the River of Faith. Meanwhile, watch. No, behold what happened. In case you missed it, Pharaoh's daughter came to the Nile to bathe and spotted the tiny Ark of Faith. She sent her slave over to investigate, another Hebrew slave. And just like that, this infant slave, condemned to death by her Pharaoh father, was in her arms. It gets better. Remember, Big Sister? She lets go of our hand and saunters up to Pharaoh's daughter with a quite strategic solution. Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you? Yes, go, she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. The plot keeps turning and eases into the category of truth is stranger than fiction. In other words, you can't make this up. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. This, my friends, is how Plan A works. The woman is the baby's mother, and Pharaoh's daughter agreed to pay her, the baby's mother, to nurse her own baby. The same baby she surrendered to God and pushed out into the Nile in the tiny ark of faith just hours before. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is how we get from Plan B back to Plan A. Surrender. We renounce resignation to Plan B, and we surrender to the God of Plan A. We don't know how or when or where or even if much of the time, if we're honest, but we know God. We surrender and we do the next good, right, God thing in front of us. Plan B, the apparent lesser evil choice, dictated throwing the baby in the river to drown. Because Plan C promised a much worse outcome if Plan B was not observed. Plan A seemed impossible, implausible, and yes, downright absurd. Can we make one last double take here so we might imprint into our hearts and minds what Plan A often looks like? But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. Picture it. As she weaves the reeds together through her tears into the basket, the living God of heaven and earth weaves Plan A right into the devastation and destruction of Plan B. As she hand coats the basket with tar and pitch, the hand of God applies it like Holy Spirit mortar, salving the faith of this broken mother and sealing the fate of the wicked Pharaoh decades in advance. That's how Plan A works. Quietly under the surface, hidden in the reeds, until suddenly, one day, years hence, at the appointed time, he rises up and splits the sea. What Pharaoh intended for evil, God turned into good. Through these two exceedingly obscure and unimportant people, at this very obscure moment in the history of the world, we get one of the most significant people who ever lived, Moses, the one drawn up out of the water. Remember that next time you think your choice or your voice or your courageous action doesn't matter. Remember that in the present struggle in your own life, the one that has you tired beyond tired and ready to quit. Don't give up or give in to weak resignation. Surrender to Jesus absolutely and unconditionally. And let him start weaving the basket through your hands. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear you decree a season of exodus over me, over my family, over our friends and our churches. I receive it. And as you decree it, I declare it. I receive your deliverance from the spirit of weak resignation and into the boldness of deep surrender to the will of our Father God, come what may. Prepare my heart, mind, soul, and strength for the deliverance that comes with Exodus. And now let it be as you decree, for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. And let's sing that Gloria Patri. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. That's the anthem of Plan A, isn't it? As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Well, here's the journal prompts today. How are you inspired to renounce the spirit of weak resignation to your circumstances and to surrender to God anew in bold faith? How might you be standing from a distance and watching with curiosity at Plan A in the works? How might you start walking toward the river and up to Pharaoh's daughter in the situation? We're going to sing in just a minute, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's one of the great hymns. So I love the hymn because it's both full of faith and full of honesty. That whole prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. We're going to sing it all. That's number 37. If you want to get turned there in your book, it's in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. I put a link in there every day in the email. I'd love for you to order your own copy. Yeah, a couple of other links I always put in there. I've added a new one. I want you to share this with friends. It's still time to get in on Exodus. We're just 3 days in. We got a lot of days to go. We're going all the way up to the end of November, right before the first Sunday of Advent. And I've been putting a new link in the email every day that says, are you a pastor or a church staff leader? I'd like to be in touch if you're willing. So you can click there and just answer the few questions that I got for you there. We're in the awakening journey together, and we need to get more and more and more connected, banded together. So just a word here before we go this morning. You know, as I was working on this entry, I just kept thinking about people like Oscar Schindler and Mother Teresa and just the people out there who made exceedingly difficult choices to pursue Plan A in the face of a withering Plan B. And history's full of that. Harriet Tubman in the Underground Railroad, in the story of American slavery and the deliverance therefrom. In some ways, Dietrich Bonhoeffer fits that category. And, you know, every day we have that opportunity. You see, we're living in an age of great confusion with an almost constant choice of, like, lesser evils. And that creates a tendency to succumb to weak resignation. You know, everybody around is doing the thing. They're giving in. They're giving up. They're giving over the dominion of truth to the spirit of the age. And of course, the deduction to so many of us is to become angry. It's anger and outrage and fighting back. This is a trap as well. The way forward is not to battle with evil enemies or even well-intentioned opponents who become the unwitting advocates of darkness. The way forward begins with dealing with God alone in the spirit of deep, strong, uncompromising surrender to Him. Notice how Moses' parents did not succumb to the choice of evils, nor did they attempt to do battle with Pharaoh, whom they did not fear. Instead, they made a deeper surrender to God. And when we do that, when we put our hands in the hand of God, our hearts in the hands of God, He's able to take what Pharaoh, what the enemy intended for evil, and begin the turn, often it's a long journey, into something good. That's what so impresses me about this Grantham family here in Gillette. In the face of losing their mother to the wickedness of mental illness and depression, they're like, we know God is going to take what the enemy intended for evil and turn it to good. That's what it means to be a plan A person. That's what we're doing, friends. Let's sing. Are you ready? We got to sing. We're going to sing in the face of the darkness. Come thou fount of every blessing, page 37, all three verses. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. What a hymn. Here's my heart, oh Lord, take and seal it. That's deep surrender. We know how prone we are to wander. And so instead of just endlessly battling that broken will of ours to wander, let's just say, Lord, here's my heart. Take and seal it. I'm yours. You are mine. Amen. Well, we got to hit the fields today. We got seed to sow. It's Wednesday. People are going to be struggling to get over the hump, and we're going to help them. We're going to encourage them. We're going to be the presence, the very tabernacle of Jesus in their midst. He's eager to meet them through you. Get your seeds. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.